let's start with just some basics. If you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from. I saw that you had kind of a busy summer, so if you want to talk a little bit about those experiences that you had, that would be great.
Okay, so my name is JT Payne. I am in my third year here at Murray State, but a senior by credits. I'm from Henderson County. I graduated Henderson County High School in 2016, an agricultural education major. So the plan after college is to teach high school agriculture and then go on to maybe administration or maybe something in public service on down the road. But really passionate about public education, so I want to always advocate for that and be involved in that. This summer I actually had an internship in Washington, D.C. with Congressman Comer's office. That's a partnership between the Hudson School of Agriculture here at Murray and the Congressman's office, since he is the only person in the federal Kentucky delegation that's on the Agriculture Committee. So we send one agriculture student to him per semester, including the summer semester, and he lets you shadow on agricultural policy, just the way things work, agriculture meetings that he's in. So it's really neat. And they were really good about each individual intern that gets sent there. They allow them to sit in on and meet with people of other fields of interest. So like for me, it was education. So I got to meet with a lot of educational leaders, a lot of educational lobbyists, and hear their concerns on the federal level, even a little bit on the state level. So that was really a great learning experience and got me excited for this year, and so I'm excited to serve. So.
Great, yeah. I also saw that you represented the state of Kentucky as chairman of the state board of the student body presidents. Can you describe a little bit about what that was?
Okay, so the each public institution in the state of Kentucky, so there's eight public institutions in the state of Kentucky, they get together in what we call the Kentucky Leadership Academy, KLA, in the month of May, and at that meeting, that's our first meeting, and we elect one person to be the chairperson of that board, and there were a few different schools that ran, and I decided to run this year and was fortunate enough to be elected to serve as chairman of that board. So we had our first regular meeting of the Kentucky State Board where all the presidents came in, and some brought their vice presidents and chief of staffs and things like that. We had that here at Murray. Just using that as an opportunity, number one, to advocate for students in Kentucky and for public education and higher education here in Kentucky, as well as promoting Murray State. That gives Murray State an edge this year, and we're really fortunate to have been selected for that. And we probably never would have gotten all those leaders here on campus if it wasn't for the fact that we had the chairman from Murray. So it's just, we're going to use it for all it's worth and do all we can to benefit both the state of Kentucky and Murray State.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. So, of course, we're here because you're the new Student Government Association president. So do you want to talk a little bit about what SGA is to you and what its role here on campus is?
Okay. So student government is something that I've always been interested in. And a lot of people think that it might be something like their high school student governments or their high school student councils. It's definitely nothing like that. And I was even shocked when I got to Murray of how impactful student government is. And student government is, like, for instance, there's a state statute, so a state law that says the Student Government Association president of each public institution in Kentucky has to sit on the Board of Regents. So just by having that statute and by student government being mentioned in a state statute where they're mandated to serve on a state board, it's just, automatically that says how important student government is. That also puts you on the state board of student body presidents once you're Student Government Association president. So that shows just how impactful student governments are supposed to be. And the great thing about Murray State is we're so student-centered that student government even takes a larger role here at Murray State than is mandated by the state. So that's something that really drew me to Murray or to student government, because like I told you, I really have a passion for public service, and just the fact that if I was elected to this position, that I would be able to serve students and serve such a remarkable group of people was something that was really attractive to me, and you know, so I pursued that and was very fortunate that the students trusted me to represent them on the Board of Regents and through student government. So that's sort of what it means to me and why I'm passionate about it. But just to kind of tell you a little bit about the organization of SGA here at Murray. Now, the organization of SGA can vary from campus to campus, and
sure.
It does. But here at Murray, ours is unique, and I think it's set up really well. Is we have four different branches of student government. So we have the Residential College Association, the Judicial Board, the Campus Activities Board, and the Student Senate are all underneath Student Government Association.
Okay.
So we've basically got four different, you know, branches of our organization. And that's something that, you know, it's set up the way that it is so that everybody has equal representation and that students are really involved and engaged on campus. A lot of people think, well, if you, you know, wanted to change something like that, you know, that organization had nothing to do with me because that was set up by past presidents and past leaders. And like, if we wanted to change something in our SGA constitution or the way that SGA was organized, it's a really a huge process. It has to go through the Student Senate. Then once it passes through there, then it would have to be taken through a student body vote. The whole student body would have to vote. And then if it passed through there, it would get to the Board of Regents, and the Board of Regents would have to approve or deny. So it's a really lengthy process. So very seldom has our Constitution changed very significantly, and that's the reason. And that's the reason that we've withstood the test of time and that we've continued making a difference for students is because of the way that we're set up and the way that we're organized. So.
Sure. And you were involved with SGA prior to becoming president, correct?
Correct, yes. I was a senator at large.
Okay,
last year.
So what has that transition into this role been like for you?
Well, I will say that the main, you know, when you were a senator, when I was a senator at large, my main duty was to be engaged on campus and to hear the concerns of students as far as university affairs, things like that. But now that I'm SGA president, it's much different because now you have all these moving parts and you have those four branches that you have to make sure all that's running. And then, you know, you have a separate job of being student regent and sitting on the Board of Regents, which is like a whole nother set of responsibilities in and of itself. So you're still representing students, you're still meeting their concerns, but you're also keeping the ship moving in the right direction. And you're handling your responsibilities on the Board of Regents, which especially this year, as you you know, covering a lot of that stuff, it's been a pretty daunting task. But glad to do it.
Yeah, for sure. So looking at this next year in this role, what are some of your goals or main priorities for this year for SGA?
Okay. So as far as I've got kind of in my head two different set of goals. I've got goals for the organization and goals for myself.
Sure.
So, goals for the organization is I want to engage as many students as we possibly can. That's number one goal. We've already done that. You know, just here we are a week and a half in, 2 weeks in. We've had the hypnotist, which about 2,000 students came to. We had Explore Murray, which about almost 1,500 students came to. We had the drive-in movie night, which around 100 students came to. We had the movie night in the Curry Center, the Avengers movie. About 150 came to that. We had the parking forum, which 50 came to that. And then we had our SGA meeting, which our whole Senate came to, just in a week and a half. So I think that we're off to a great start. We're going to keep that momentum going, engaging students. So that's goal number one for SGA. Goal number two is I want SGA specifically this year to help the university towards increasing enrollment. You know, that's a huge issue that we have right now is our decreased enrollment leads to decreased revenue. So we want to increase that enrollment. And just a few things that we are sort of brainstorming and we're in the foundational stages that SGA is doing for that. I'm creating a student enrollment task force, and that will go, that group is beginning to come together. We're going to have 20 students, not including myself, on that committee. And there's I can get you the full list of who will serve on that committee as far as groups, but like for instance, there's two from Panhellenic, two from IFC, two from the Honor Student Council, two from RCA, two from SGA, you know, two from Black Student Council, two from graduate students, freshmen. You know, we're getting every demographic of student on campus involved in this committee. And we're going to sit down and as students say, what are our strengths and what are our weaknesses about enrollment? And then once we figure that out, once we've identified those strengths and weaknesses, then we're going to go through and say, what are some possible solutions? How can the university change this? How can we as students change this to where we're attracting more students and we're retaining more students? So that's what we're going to do with that task force. The second kind of initiative that we're doing under enrollment is I've been working with the president, our interim president, Bob Jackson, and we're going to go to as many high schools as we can, whether it's a surprise visit or whether we're going to present acceptance letters or whatever that may be. We're going to go to as many high schools as we can to generate excitement, to generate publicity about that we are excited for a new class of freshers. We are excited for high school students to be here on this campus. We're excited for them to enter their college career and to be a racer for life. And we're gonna generate that excitement. And then the next kind of initiative is we're going to do a conference later in the year for high school student governments. In our 18-county service region, we're going to invite every high school student council here to bring their members to Murray State. We're going to host a conference, SGA is. And what that's going to do is, you know, those are your student leaders in high schools. And if we can give them a positive experience here on this campus, and we can get them here, then they're going to bring those friends. They're going to bring their friends. They're going to bring those other leaders and people from their high schools, and they're going to bring them here to Murray. They're going to tell them how great it is. And, you know, that's kind of a long-term initiative that we're doing and that I think will help our university in the long term. Hopefully that can become an annual event. So those are kind of my goals for SGA. As far as my goals, just personal goals, you know, I want to be the most accessible and the most visible SGA president in Murray State history. And I know that's a really lofty goal, but I think it's so important that we shoot high and we say, you know, we want to be the best every year. And I want the person who's after me, whether in year or two, you know, I want them to be better than me. You know, I want them to be more accessible and more visible than I was. But I want to be better than anybody before me. And then the second thing is I want to be a very strong and active voice on the Board of Regents. I'm already a voice, but now it's, and that's outlined in the state statute, that's outlined in the rules, that's in the regulations, you know, but it's my choice whether to be strong and whether to be active. Mm-hmm. And I think that I've already started to do that. It was just announced, or it's, I don't know if they've sent it public, but that I'm going to co-chair one of the committees from the Board of Regents. That's very unusual for a student to be a co-chair on one of those Board of Regents committee, which is the Enrollment Management and Student Success Committee. I did request to be chair of that committee, so because I think it's important to have a student leading that committee and a student voice to be, you know, kind of the leader of that thing. And then my number one priority with the Board of Regents and being a strong and active voice is for transparency. You know, I want the Board of Regents to be transparent. I want our university administration to be transparent. And I just want our university as a whole, student government included, to be transparent. You know, we've got initiatives, we've got problems, we've got goals, we've got opportunities. And we've got to be sure that the whole community, the whole campus community, knows about those initiatives, knows about those problems, knows about those solutions. And then once everybody knows, then we can all work together to make solutions and to make those better. So lots of things going on, lots of, you know, we've definitely got problems, but I think that we've got more opportunity than ever to turn things around and to make them better than they've ever been before. So
for sure. Like you said, you've already been making students' voices heard by representing us in matters such as the changes to parking, the appointment of the interim president.
Right.
Can you kind of go into a little more detail about what the experience is like being a student regent? Because I feel like just the students that I've talked to, sometimes people don't realize that's also one of your roles.
Right. Okay, so the Board of Regents, They make most of the decisions as far as significant financial decisions. And I've only had one Board of Regents meeting, official meeting, but I have had several other meetings with individual regents and with little groups of regents. We have an email thread that we go back and forth all the time about everything going on campus, and I think it's going to be one of the most active Board of Regents years that we've ever seen here in Murray. And we actually are having our retreat, the Board of Regents retreat, next week, and then we'll have another board meeting. But I would say, just to kind of sum that up as to what those responsibilities are, it's things that when, you know, like tuition and dining and all those things that when students say, we don't like this, and administration says, well, it's already been done, you know, we can't change it now, then the Board of Regents can change that, or the Board of Regents was in that decision-making process at the beginning. And I think that it's so important for our student regent to not just show up at the meetings every month or every 2 months and say, and give a passionate little speech and say, oh, well, we don't want to raise prices. We don't want to, you know, do all these things that students don't want, but then never do any background work. You know, every single day, I have contact with at least one of the Board of Regents members. And it's just making relationships with them, creating friendships with them, and close working bonds that we have. And then, you know, when decisions are made, you're in that decision-making process. And they respect your voice as a friend, as a colleague. Just this morning, I had a meeting or breakfast with two of the regents. So, you know, I think it's being active behind the scenes, and then hopefully things get done in the front. And I think that that's what you see. A lot of decisions are somewhat decided before the open meeting. And now that sounds it sounds kind of bad, but it's really not, because there's so much to discuss that if you were to never talk about anything until you got to the meeting, you'd be there for 3 days, you know. And so you've got to talk about those things before, and it's important that our student regent is a part of that conversation and not just a background piece that comes in when the cameras start rolling. Mm-hmm.
As you said, something on a lot of people's minds right now is transparency, whether that's regarding something like dining services or health services or Greek life. Are you able to provide any insight as to why students are not being provided clear updates on some of those things?
So I think that our university right now is in a transitional period. You know, our vice president of enrollment management is not here. You know, we've got an interim. We've got an interim president. We have an interim athletic director. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at these big leadership positions, and we've had a lot of change over the past, you know, the past year, really. And when you have a lot of change, and then there's a transition in leadership, you know, sometimes things are lost in communication, you know. And I'm not making an excuse for anybody, you know. And that's something that I have expressed both to the interim president and to the Board of Regents, is that we have got to be better at being upfront about things, being direct about things, and saying, this is our policy, this is why we made a decision, and just being, you know, being truthful about it. And I think that students will respect that. I think that the community will respect that. And I really do think that that's how the university is going to be going forward. Once I've had those conversations with leadership, I really think that that's a priority of theirs as well with the new leadership, and I'm really glad to hear that.
Sure. Going back to enrollment a little bit, because that is such a big thing, you've been mentioning the search for the Associate Vice President for Strategic Enrollment Management. In your eyes, what would be an ideal candidate for that position?
For me personally, and I hope that I speak for students, but I'm definitely keeping an open mind if more students wanted to come to me about their priorities for that position. But for me, what I have expressed that I think is a priority is, number one, is we've got to have somebody who loves Murray State. And, you know, to me that means, let's look internally. You know, I'm a big proponent of when we hire people, We don't always have to hire internally, but let's always look internally first, because we've got qualified people here. And one thing that we have about internal candidates that we don't have about external candidates is that they love Murray State. You know, this is their job, this is where their family is, this is what puts food on the table for them when they leave this university at night. This might be their alma mater, you know, this is where their family grew up, you know, whatever. They have ties to Murray State and they love the community, they love the people, they love the institution. And when you have somebody, I've seen it time and time again in with university leadership, when people love the university, when they have ties to the universities, 95% of the time, they're going to do a better job than somebody that's just using Murray as a stepping stone. And that's the last thing that I want to see is these administrative positions with this transition. The last thing that I want to see is somebody to come to Murray and say, give me this position, pay me six figures, I'm going to be here 3 years until I can get to an institution that pays me double that. You know, that's just sickening to me. And I think that it's happened in the past. I think it's happened, you know, maybe even recently. I don't know specific people, but I know it's happened, you know. And we've got to stop that. And we've got to get people who want to be here, who want to make a difference, who want to help the students, and who want to help the institution. Beyond that, you know, you want somebody who's energetic. You know, that's a high-intensity position. That's a high-energy position that they're on the road a lot. You know, the recruitment process is constantly changing. We, you know, look back 15 years ago, we wouldn't have had social media, we wouldn't have had these types of things, and that's how much it's changed. And we've got to have somebody who's up to date and who's willing to stay up to date. You know, if we get, just think about it, if we were to get a person who were to be here 20 years, how it would be different from 20 years from now. So if they're really good now, but if they're not willing to change any from where they are now, then we don't need them. We need somebody who's going to be willing to change with the times and who's going to be willing to stay up to date with what's going on in our recruiting process. And like I said, the number one priority is they got to love Murray State.
Sure. And one more regarding enrollment. How can students that are already attending Murray State kind of help with that process?
Well, that's my favorite question you've asked all day. So so the way that they can help is, you know, it's very simple. Go back to your high schools, tell your brothers, tell your sisters, tell your friends, tell your cousins, your nieces, your nephews. Tell them how great your experience is here at Murray State. Tell them about the great classes we have. Tell them about the great professors that we have. You know, tell them about how student-centered we are. You know, and sometimes we get negative publicity. Every university does. Every institution does. But we've got to... When it's coming from directly from students and they say, you know, it doesn't matter what the news say. It doesn't matter what hearsay is. If we love Murray State, then they're going to love Murray State. I really do believe it's just that simple. And if you've got, you know, something I've done personally is if you've got teachers from high school that you were close with and you're going home one weekend and you're going home on a Friday or something, call them up and say, you know, Mr. or Miss so-and-so, can I come to your classroom for 10 minutes and talk to people about my college experience at Murray State? And 90% of the time, they're going to say yes, and you can go and you can just tell them how great Murray State is. Show them a video. Show them a promotional video. When you're having a good time at Murray State, whether it's you're going to the hypnotist, you're going to Explore Murray, you're going to a basketball game, a football game, whatever it is, if you're having a good time, the water balloon fight, then take a picture and post it on social media, you know, and share that and tell everybody about it. Don't just think you're having a good time. Tell everybody about it. And think once we get the whole community together doing that, then, you know, that's the best thing. That's better than any marketing firm. That's better than any administrator. You know, students are the key to recruitment. I really do believe that.
Switching gears to something that just happened today, I know this morning that they announced Greek Life Social Activities, the suspension was lifted. Do you have anything to say about those changes to the event policy and how this will affect our university?
Right. I just think that as a university, and I really encourage administration and leaders, the Greek community is crucial to Murray State. I'm not Greek myself, but I can tell you I'm a strong supporter of the Greek community, and the reason for that is because they add so much to the culture at Murray State while they're here. And the great thing about the Greek community is when they leave, they're writing those checks and sending them here because they had such a great experience. And their donors, their alumni is strong. They have a strong network. They're successful people. They write those checks and they help the university while they're here and after they leave. And I'll always support the Greek community. And I know that Dr. Jackson will support the Greek community. He's a Greek alumni himself, and I think that's just, we have to keep our head held high. There are some changes. I think that I'm not going to say whether I agree or disagree with the changes, but we've got to make the most of them. And if there's things that need to be changed, then I encourage students to say, we don't like this. This is a hindrance to the culture here at Murray State, and tell somebody about it. And nothing can be changed if you don't tell somebody about it. So I encourage them to tell people about it, to remain active in Greek life and continue doing what they're doing, and I'll continue to support them on my end.
Sure. And speaking of Board of Regents then, the next meeting is next Friday, August 31st. Yes. Is there anything you're specifically looking forward to? Do you have any expectations for this meeting?
So that'll be right after our retreat. Our retreat, or advance, they call it the Board of Regents advance, will be on Thursday, and it'll be all day Thursday, and then our meeting is on Friday. And I just look forward to, after all this transition and after all this change, and we have a whole day with each other saying, getting to know each other, tossing around ideas, learning about the new initiatives. I think that this is going to be one of the most energetic board meetings that we've seen, because we've all been together, we're motivated, we're excited, we're going to hit the ground running.
Great. And just wrapping up, I guess, are there any messages that you'd like to get out to the students that we haven't touched on yet?
I would just say to students, the most important thing that they can do is to stay involved in our university. Take advantage of every opportunity that you can. Don't just sit in your dorm room. The dorm room, we've got some great residential halls at Murray State, and faculty and student leaders in our residential halls, but that's the worst place that you can be is in your room. So stay out of that room, even if it's coming down to the lobby and getting involved in RCC or RCA, coming to SGA meetings, going to student organizations and Greek life, whatever it is, get out, get involved, get engaged on campus, and just, have a great semester.
Yeah. And like you're saying, it's important to share these opinions or concerns, whatever students may have. How can they get in contact with you or other SGA members?
Right. So on the Murray State website, if you'll just search even on Google, or you can look at the exact web address, I don't know it off the top of my head, but Murray State University Student Government Association, and it'll come up a tab, and it has every senator and executive team member listed and their contact information with it. So their email address, how you get a hold of them, and we have like senators at large who represent everybody. We have residential college senators who represent each individual residential college. We have academic college senators who represent each individual academic college, so they can just look, and I think it's, there's 8 senators at large. Everybody has 2 residential college senators and 3 academic college senators. So that's a lot of people that they have representing them. So if one doesn't take up your concern, go to the next. And I, personally, I'd be glad to take any concerns as well. And anytime anybody wants to come to our office or my office on the first floor of the Curtis Center and the Center for Student Involvement, be glad to have them. I've met with probably 30, 35 students individually already this semester. They're coming in all the time telling me what they love and what they think needs improvement. I'm glad to hear it and glad to work for it.
So. That's great. Thank you so much for taking the time to answer the questions.
Well, thank you all for coming, and I appreciate all you all do.
Yeah.